Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this common notion which is found in amongst many people that paradise and hell exist today. And they exist today, and not only this, but people, when they die, they either go to paradise or to hell, as people would loosely say. Similarly, you find a number of narratives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which, if one reads them with a perfunctory look, one will find that actually the details of what is happening at this moment in paradise or as hell is being depicted. Now, in the presence of this, what is actually need to be done is that we must view all these details in the light of the Quran. If we study the Quran, we will find an entirely different picture. The Quran says that paradise and hell do not exist today. Surah Ibrahim is very clear in this, and the words of Surah Ibrahim at one instance are يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, which means that remember the day when this earth and these skies shall be changed into another earth and other skies, and a new world will be brought into existence, and it will be henceforth that paradise and hell will be created. So therefore, these words of the Quran clearly say that paradise and hell are yet to come into existence. But people, since they commonly and they loosely describe hell and heaven whenever they do so, they think that hell and heaven exist today as well. Now, of course, the thing that needs to be considered here is that why is then the fact that we find a number of details found in various narratives in which things are described as if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone there, had witnessed directly what is happening in hell or heaven. Now, here again, it needs to be understood that like a number of teachings of God, in which he teaches his prophet, there are a number of things which he shows his prophets in dreams, in visions, so that, of course, they could be instructed. And similar is the case in this matter as well. A lot of the details of what is going on in hell or heaven have been conveyed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not as a matter of fact that these things are actually happening there, but in a vision. Or in, as an Arabic word would say, in roya, in a dream. So just as in dreams and in visions, the Almighty instructs and teaches prophets in a similar manner, these details which are found in a number of hadith narratives, these were shown to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams so that he could convey what was happening to his people. And of course, this was part of his dawah mission. So we have to be very sure here, we have to be very certain here that the Quran has very, very emphatically said, and there's a very strong indication here, that heaven and hell, paradise and hell, have yet to come into being, and people have yet to enter them. Till the time they come into being, till the time that the hereafter arrives, the day of Qiyamah arrives, people who have died, they are in the world of Barzakh, they have been put to sleep there, and it is only after they'll rise on the day of judgment will they enter paradise or hell. So we have to be very clear in this matter. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.